Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 36, and following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 36. My holiness envelops everything I see. You are holy because your mind is part of God's. And because you are holy, your sight must be holy as well. If your mind is part of God's, you must be sinless, or a part of His mind would be sinful. Your sight is related to His holiness, not to your ego, and therefore not to your body. Because you are holy, your sight must be holy as well. As I contemplate this lesson, when I was in a study group, someone suggested replacing holiness with non-judgmental awareness. My non-judgmental awareness envelops everything I see. I am non-judgmental awareness, and everything I look on, I see with non-judgmental awareness. This is the vision that Jesus has been talking about. My holiness envelops everything I see. As I close my eyes, using my mind's eye, my holiness envelops my home. My family. My neighbors. My holiness envelops my friends. Those in my town. Those in my state. Those in my country. This planet. My holiness. My unconditional, non-judgmental awareness envelops everything I see or think about. I see the innocence in everything, the connectedness. From awareness's standpoint, it's all just creation moving through creation. There is no I in it. Just movement of energy. My holiness envelops everything I see. My holiness radiates unconditional love, allowing deeply everything I see. My holiness, my non-judgmental awareness, my unconditional love, my unconditional allowing deeply envelops everything I see. Envelops everything there is, every thought, every being, every object in the universe. My holiness envelops everything I see and think. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me today to remain seated in my heart, where the knowledge of true holiness and innocence, love, allowing deeply, is my being. Where the only thing that is this. When the thoughts confuse me about the truth, draw me back into the heart, to the knowing, to my truth, where my holiness envelops everything I see. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we allow the body and mind to become quiet. Sit comfortably and take a few breaths, placing attention on it. Allow yourself to let go of all concerns of past and future just for the next few minutes. If you find resistance or a drawback to those concerns, remind yourself that it is only for these few minutes, and it truly is what you, your truth, wants to do. Be firm in your devotion to this time of quiet. You find yourself in a circle with your inner guide, Holy Spirit, and He tells you, you are created innocent. Nothing you do can cause you to be otherwise. Everything you've thought you've done was a dream. He urges you, saying, please, for the next few minutes, allow yourselves to accept your complete innocence. You find yourself noticing, with your innocence, that you have no desire to judge anyone of anything. you bring up into your mind the people close to you. And you hear Holy Spirit say, "These are innocent as you are. They judge you not as you judge them not." Allow yourself to relax into this as the truth. Move through the group as individuals, allowing yourself to feel this truth with each one as deeply as you can. Feel the freedom to be with them in this space of deep allowing, knowing they are deeply allowing and non-judgmental, just as you are. The only thing you feel for each other is a deep allowing and a recognition of the innocence of all. You continue to go through the group individually until you've been with each. Now expand this out to people you tend to avoid or have conflict with, bringing them into your mind's eye. And you hear Holy Spirit say, "These are innocent as you are. They judge you not as you judge them not." And allow yourself to relax into this as the truth. Move through this group as individuals, allowing yourself to feel this truth as deeply as you can with each one. Feel the freedom to be with them in this space of deep allowing, knowing they are deeply allowing and non-judgmental, just as you are. The only thing you feel for each other is a deep allowing and a recognition of the innocence of each. Continue to go through the group with each individual. When you've finished, for the rest of the time, sit here in this feeling of innocence and deep allowing. This is your true nature. This is what you always are underneath all the thoughts. Let yourself sink into this sinking into your heart. Thank you for joining with me in seeing with Christ's vision that my holiness envelops everything I see. Namaste.